After the first round of voting in France's presidential election on Sunday, the country is now left with two very different candidates vying to be the country's next president: incumbent President Emmanuel Macron and far-right nationalist candidate Marine Le Pen. You can hear the excitement at Le Pen's headquarters as supporters counted down to the final results. Joining us now to discuss is NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Hi, Eleanor.
Hi, Jane.
Well, Macron secured a win on Sunday, but not the majority he hoped for to win the presidency. And Le Pen had a really strong showing, didn't she? Tell us about the final results.
Yeah, absolutely. So Macron had about 27.5% of the votes, and she had 23.5%. So they're 4 points apart. You know, they ran against each other 5 years ago, but we're looking at a very different country today. France as a whole, voters have moved to the right. And there's a completely different feeling about Macron this time around. You know, before he was this wunderkind, this, you know, he was a 39-year-old superstar, and everyone thought he would just come in and shake everything up. You know, there's a lot of animosity for Macron through the country. People have thought he's been very arrogant. He's ruled by himself. He hasn't listened to the people. So it's a very different situation. He basically did not campaign. He just announced he was running again very late, and then he was the war chief. And he did get a bump from the war in Ukraine, but it dissipated. And he didn't go out and campaign, and he's having to do that now, whereas Marine Le Pen, she was out there every day, and she slogged through it, and she stuck to her economic message, and it ended up paying off.
Well, there was also a close third candidate on the far left, Jean-Luc Mélenchon. How might his showing in the Sunday runoff impact this race?
Well, yeah, exactly. He's right behind Le Pen, and he's got the biggest pool of voters. So both those candidates are going to be wanting to attract his voters. But listen to him here. He was very clear what he said he didn't want his supporters to do.
Il ne faut pas donner une seule voix à Madame Le Pen.
He says, do not support the far right. He said it three times, to be very clear. But on the other hand, he did not endorse Macron. And you might think, well, why would a far-left voter vote for the far-right? Because as it turns out, Marine Le Pen and Jean-Luc Mélenchon have very similar platforms socioeconomically. Mm-hmm. You know, they're both sort of for the worker, for the working class, for the little man that's been left behind by globalization, you know, the losers of globalization in the rural areas. And, you know, NPR went to Le Pen's headquarters last night, and quite a few people there said they were hoping that, you know, Le Pen supporters would come their way. I saw some polls about it today. It seems that a third of Mélenchon supporters will go for Marine Le Pen. A third will vote for Macron, because there's also this concept of blocking the far right at whatever cost. And a third will abstain and not vote for either of them.
Up in the air. How was Marine Le Pen able to successfully rebrand herself this time around? Because in the past, she's had some pretty far-right policies on issues, including immigration.
Absolutely. Well, one thing that helped her is there was a candidate to her right. His name was Eric Zemmour. He was a former journalist, a right-wing television pundit. And he came in, and he had really all the divisive talk. I mean, his whole campaign was about French identity and how France has been undermined by massive immigration and how Islam is not compatible with French values. So he did all that nasty talking, and she has stopped that. So she had a very unifying speech this time. She really talks about helping the little people, but of course, the French little people. And she's not, you know, against immigration, but she wants to stop, you know, slow it down and stop all illegal immigration. But she kept the tone positive, and she focused on the bread and butter issues. She focused on buying power, which turned out to be the most important issue for the French voters. And people came back to her, and she really surged at the end there.
Well, talk to us a little bit more about Macron, because as you mentioned, he's been quite distracted in the lead up to this election by the war in Ukraine. You said he didn't really campaign. So in such a tight race now, what do you expect Macron's strategy to be in the run up to the final vote, which is on April 24th?
Right. Well, he's telling people that the choice between me and he's going to get out on in the field, first of all. This morning, he was out in the poorest city in France to campaign with people who massively voted for Le Pen. But he's going to tell people the choice today is a very stark choice about two different Frances. You choose Marine Le Pen, it's going to be a France that looks inward and closes off from the rest of the world and maybe even makes alliances with Vladimir Putin. you've got to choose me because we are about the engaged France that will lead the European Union and that will build a better future, a democratic, humanistic future, not a populist future of autocracies. And that's what he's going to tell voters.
That's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Eleanor, as always, thanks.
Thanks. Good to be with you.